Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You have a new text message.
You want to uninvite somebody to Thanksgiving? Can you? Should you? And how do you do it? It's Text Roulette, Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. 414-432-1099. Kind of a longer message, but here it is. They texted in and said, how do I uninvite my sister-in-law for Thanksgiving dinner? I extended the invitation, never expecting her to accept. And now I am regretting it. The backstory is, she is usually in Florida with my brother by this time of the year, but she chose to stay to be near her aging father. She does have a son with family close by that she loves to spend time with, but they are going to a Thanksgiving buffet, and she, quote, is not going to an overpriced buffet for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm not going there. Are you kidding me?
It says dot, dot, dot. Her words, not mine. And her aging father is in assisted living, and she's not going to eat with him there or cook for him at her house for just the two of them. Am I just stuck? Would it be bad for me to call her son, my nephew, and suggest he encourages her to be with them? I definitely would be more careful extending invitations in the future. What's up with this sister-in-law that nobody wants to see her for Thanksgiving? She's not with her son. She's not with her husband. She's not with her dad. She's going to her sister-in-law's place. And they invited her, it sounds like, to be polite, but they didn't actually want her to come. Well, you can't make those invitations then if you weren't really thinking of them actually saying yes.
You definitely have to butter up the son.
Butter up those rolls.
And then say, look, don't say anything, but I think she should go to your house. Don't you want to spend time...
Now you're putting him in the middle, though. That's his mom.
I don't care.
And his aunt.
Get her out of my house. You kind of decide.
What's a couple hours?
Oh, bruh, it's gonna be longer than a couple hours. Are you kidding me? Especially in a person like this, she's gonna want to stick around just so she can needle people. It's gonna be more than. It's gonna be the all day thing. You can't just say, oh yeah, I just come over for a few hours and then get out. You might as well just say get out in the beginning.
I don't think you could uninvite her.
You messed up.
Okay. Are you ready for this? We've got friend of the show, psychologist Dr. Julie joining us. Yes, I'm sure you're going to be full of advice of how to handle these relatives that maybe you don't get along with. What would you say, Dr. Julie?
You know what? It's a difficult situation. You know, honestly, once you extend the invite,
once you put it out there, it's out there.
It's out there. You can't really take it back.
You can't fish that back.
Take it back.
Yeah.
I mean, I could give some strategies and ideas for her to cope.
Yes, let's talk about that then. Let's talk about that. How do you cope in those situations?
Yeah, because there's always the one that, you know, in every family, like, for example, there's a criticizer. There's the one that drinks too much. There's the one that brings up religion and politics. There's the one that just annoys you, you know, whatever it is.
How do you know my family so much?
What about the Debbie Downer sometimes where it's like everything's awful?
Oh, yeah. wah, wah. I got a hangnail. My life is, yeah.
I have hemorrhoids. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, we're talking.
Oh, no, that was a movie. Sorry. That was Christmas Vacation. But, yeah, that's absolutely true. You have so many people to deal with.
Yes, yes. And it's hard. So to cope with the family members you don't like on Thanksgiving, I have a couple of tips. What you can do is you can have your little exit strategies. So what I do is I'll say, oh, I'm full. I need to go take a walk. And I walk around the block. Or I say, oh, you know what? I forgot to do such and such. And I go talk to a different person. Mm. Or I'll say, let me help with the dishes. Let me set the table. And then just be very quiet and just zone out on my little task. Or I'll go find a kid to play a game with, board game. But like when somebody starts talking to me and it's annoying, my family's pretty good, but I've been in these situations before. You have your little exit strategy.
Maybe
that's why my brother John would always say, "Ooh, it's hot in here. I got to go outside."
Well, and
cool
I'm
off.
Thinking about really? Like why there's so many people saying, "Hey, can I help in the kitchen? Can I help in the kitchen?" Or those relatives that are just playing with the grandkids or the nieces and nephews. They're like, "I'm going to play with the kids."
Right. In fact, that happened to me not that long ago. I was at this situation and they started talking about religion and politics. And I'm like, you know what? I really have been dying to play Candyland. Where is Sammy?
Let's go.
Have your exit strategy.
That's great.
Absolutely love that.
Love
and
it.
And you're right, though, to say, like, if you're extending the invite, you really need to send it, assuming the person's going to say yes. So maybe think about it twice next year before you do extend the invite. If you don't want someone to be at your holiday.
Yeah, I feel bad for the listener. I do, because you're kind of in a catch-22. Once it's extended, you really cannot uninvite her.
Mm-hmm. And if
it's
you want-
true. Thank you so much, Dr. Julie, for saying that. We've got some text messages here. Here's one that says, as an adult, you can do anything you want, bottom line. Yet is it worth risking the sister-in-law finding out from her nephew about you revoking the invite? Because it's likely she would someday. Then she hurts her brother and her nephew and her sister-in-law. So be more careful when you're sending those invites. But then here's another one that says, maybe just offer to make a plate for her and her aging father.
And get out.
That way she can still spend the Thanksgiving with her dad and not have to cook.
There you go. And you're not going to that, what'd she say, overpriced buffet somewhere? That was what the sister-in-law said.
Ooh.
Here you go. It's free.
Sister-in-law's got a lot of opinions.
It's free. I know you're busy. You got
to
go.
Here you go. Take this to your dad.
Yeah. As soon as she gets to the door. Oh, look at you. I'm sure you want to be with your dad. Here you go. We made this for you.
Bye.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.